The bartender didn't even blink when Matt and Sam ordered whiskey with a beer chaser. But he, along with everyone else in the dark barroom, did notice the tied-down twin guns of the strangers. Two Wolves and Bodine took their drinks to the far end of the bar, where their backs would be facing a wall, and they could get a good look at everybody in the place. It wasn't a pleasant view.
Did you ever see so many ugly people gathered in one place in all your life?
Yeah, for a fact. If a beauty contest was held in this place, nobody would win.
What the hell is your problem?
Who owns that horse with the 4V brand?
Matt knew full well that somebody had used a running iron to make the brand, probably out of a double W.
I do, if it's any of your damn business, which it ain't.
You owe us a coffee pot.
Huh? I don't owe you nothing, mister, but I just might decide to give you a skint head if you don't shut your mouth.
The only thing you're going to give me is a new coffee pot. Now buy it from the man, set it on the bar, shut your big mouth, and get your butt back in the chair you just vacated.
Rah!
The outlaw lumbered toward the bar, heading straight for Matt, his big hands balled into fists. Sam stepped aside, his hands by his side, so he could watch the crowd and grab iron if anybody tried to interfere. Matt opened the dance with a short, straight right fist to the man's mouth. The blow knocked the outlaw spinning. He crashed into a table and sent beer mugs and cards and poker chips flying. He bounced to his boots and charged Bodine.
I'll rip your fucking head off for that, you shit!
Bodine stuck out one boot and tripped the outlaw. He slammed into the bar, belly high, and knocked the wind out of himself and a plank out of the bar just as Bodine slugged him twice above the kidney with a left and right. The outlaw staggered and turned, his eyes filled with pain and confusion. Bodine hammered him twice in the face with a left and a right combination and then drove his fist into the man's belly. As the burly outlaw slowly sank to his knees, Bodine grabbed him behind the head and brought his knee up, all in one fast, practiced movement. Knee connected with nose, and nose got flattened. Bodine turned his back to the man and faced the bartender as the outlaw fell on the floor, blood pouring from his broken nose.
Fill up a beer mug, friend. I just worked up a thirst.
You just worked yourself up for killing is what you just done. That there's Ray Porter, the Idaho Gunslick, and this room is filled with his men. What do you think about that, hotshot?
Bodine drained half his beer, set the mug on the bar, and looked at the room full of gunslicks. He jerked a thumb toward Sam.
3 days ago, me and my buddy here was riding south, just north of the Los Gigantes Butte, when we decided to camp near a tank.
He pointed to the unconscious gun hand from Idaho territory.
This jerk and four other jerks started shooting at us. They gave it up after about an hour, but not before they shot up my coffee pot. Now, I'm fixing to get a couple of dollars out of this hombre's pocket and buy me a new coffee pot. And if anybody feels like they want to stop me, just come on. Now, does anybody want to start this dance?
A man pushed his chair back and stood up, his hand close to the butts of his guns.
That just plumb breaks my heart. But I tell you what you should have done, mister. You should have carried two coffee pots. But it don't matter no more, because you ain't going to be needing them after today.
He grabbed for his guns. And Bodine cleared leather, cocked, and shot him just as the man's hands gripped the butts and he began his lift. The slug took the man directly in the center of the chest, piercing the heart. He was dead as he hit the floor.
Jesus H. Christ. He's as fast as Smoke Jensen.
What's your name, buddy?
Matt Bodine. And this is my brother, Sam Two Wolves.
The one who had spoken first after the gunfight slowly stood up, his hands in plain sight, and walked to the door.
Yep, I'm gone. I'll be taking me a bath and a shave out back.
Another man stood up, walking carefully.
Tell that boy to fill another tub, Harry. I feel the need for a soap myself. I'll get my extra set of long johns from the saddlebags and join you in a minute.
A man shouldn't ought to plug another man's coffee pot. Hard enough rolling out on a cold morning with coffee waiting. Plumb discouraging without it. You help yourself to some greenbacks from Porter, Matt. He owes you a coffee pot.
Thank you.
Matt knelt down and pulled a wad from Porter's pocket. He took $2 and handed them to the barkeep.
One coffee pot, please.
Yes, sir, Mr. Boldine. I'll be back in a jiffy. Will there be anything else, sir?
Coffee beans, flour, and bacon. We'll settle up when I leave.
Yes, sir.
And grind the coffee fine. We like it stout.
Yes, sir, Mr. Two Wolves.
Matt turned to face the crowd.
You tell Porter that we're riding to join up with the man and the girl that Porter wants to rob. Tell him if I see his ugly face again, I'll kill him on the spot, no questions asked.